Et maintenant, voici où en étaient les choses. Le chat.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Wellbeing Writer Podcast. It has been a minute, it has been years, and it's not that the fact I didn't feel like posting, it's not the fact that I was lazy, I just ran out of ideas. And yeah, it sucks. But today, as you read from the title, what? Blowing up immediately? Isn't that what we all want? But I'm going to talk about why that's actually really, really hurtful to your blog, to your future. But before we get into that, I am going to introduce myself. My name is Luchadel. I create content for bloggers and writers to help them find their place in the writing space. I really echo those people who felt like outcasts, who felt like they didn't fit in, and they were just, they've been through so much, they've been bullied, they've been picked on, and they just want to not prove people wrong. I don't really like that way of thinking. I don't like the prove people wrong. I don't like the use content as an escape, but just prove yourself that you can do this without anyone, you know, saying you can't. And, you know, and if you're that person right now that's going through something, you know, going through something really detrimental, I'm praying for you. And I want to let you know that I hope that you get through it and that you get back okay. Because God isn't doing this because he hates you. God's doing this to shape you, to make you wiser and stronger. And this world, there's so much pressure on us to be something and to do something with our lives. And if we tell someone, we're scared that someone's going to say we want attention, or we're scared that they think we're weak. But it's stressful, like, not just for adults, but for us kids. Like, yes, we're not paying bills. Yes, we're not, we have a roof over our head, feet fed. But it's really stressful in the school force and, you know, bullying and stuff like that. It hurts. And when you tell your parents, I'm stressed, and they tell you, like, come on, like, you just want attention, or you're weak, or you're ungrateful, it can suck when you tell them that. But I'm praying for you, and you're in my hearts, and I hope that you get back okay. And that, yeah, people put pressure on us, we put pressure on ourselves, and it's just a lot of pressure. So you just have to relax. It's okay. You don't have to be the best every time, and I put pressure on myself, but I just need to relax and realize that I'm not perfect, and I screw up, and I'm gonna be sure and know that I'm gonna get back at the other side of the tunnel. So yes, so if you think about it, blowing up immediately, like, that's amazing. Like, you get your audience, and maybe not even overnight, but you just blow up really, really fast. For example, the Tati and James Charles feud, like, she gained almost 5 million subscribers in, like, a day or two, or 2 days. Or, you know, a music video that blows up, or, you know, you lose weight all of a sudden, or you start out at school with great grades, and then you just are fire. And the reason why this is really, really hurtful to your blog and to your growth is when you grow tremendously, you also decline just as tremendously. So, for example, Tati, when she gained almost 5 million subscribers, I guarantee you almost like 75% don't give a crap about her, don't give a crap about her content. They're just being bandwagoned into her bullcrap. So, and for example, if you lose a bunch of weight, chances are you're gonna gain it back, or you get good grades all of a sudden, chances are your grades are gonna slip up a bit. And it's better to have a consistent rate of growth than to blow up in like a month or two. And this is a really hard blow to swallow. Like, I know we all want to blow up. We all want that community of our dreams. But it's better to grow slowly but consistently than to grow suddenly but unexpectedly. And it's not even about the growth anymore. It's about the retainment. So a lot of us want to grow. But that's not what's going to keep you paying your bills. That's not going to keep you from maintaining that community. It's the retainment factor. How are you keeping people engaged? How are you keeping people on your blog, on your content, staying with the fam and not thinking about leaving? Like, it's all about the retainment at the end of the day. It's about how can you keep people here so that no matter what, they're never going to leave. They're going to stay with you forever. They're going to stay with you until, you know, stuff starts to fall off. They're going to stay with you forever, really. And it's really important to think about it like that rather than to think about it like, I just want to grow. And yeah, just grow. And the numbers are going to motivate me. It's not about the numbers. And I had to get that in my head. It's not about the numbers. It's about the watch time. It's about the retainment. And it's about keeping people engaged and caring about the people that you have now and really nurturing and fostering that community you have right now. And people are going to see. It's easier for people aren't dumb. They're going to see if you really care about them or you're just here for the numbers, the fame, and the power rather than retainment and caring about your audience and really fostering that community. And I know it's like really weird what I'm saying, but trust me, like, you have to grow consistent. The growth has to be consistent, not immediate. And my growth on YouTube has been very consistent. I get around 20 to 30 views a day, and it's consistent. It's consistency. It's not like I just get like 100 views in like a week and then 5 weeks later like I slip up. Like, it's consistent. Like every day, I actually guarantee you, every day I'm getting at least one view a day, and that adds up. That really adds up. And yes, that's one person, but that one person is a life, and that life could be that person behind the scenes who could be a really huge advocate for you. And next thing you know, he's going to be promoting your content, he's going to be talking about your content for you, and he's just going to be that behind the scenes, you know, promoter of your content, and you're not going to even know that. And who knows, maybe I have that one person who really loves me, who's probably a lurker and watches all my videos and listens to all my podcasts and really supports me. And if you're that person, shout out to you. You know, I love you. Thank you for, you know, trusting me, putting your time into me. You guys are not my community. You're not my viewers. You're not my you're not a community or viewers or fans. You are my family. You guys are friends. And that's how you should be treating your community. I didn't mean community. You know what I mean. Treating your family, treating your friends, treating your fam. And yeah, like I said, thank you. If you're that one supporter, that one promoter, that one advocate standing up for me, I really appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you for, if you're sharing my content, talking about my content, that means the world to me. And it requires that one person who's going to be that advocate for you, that one person who's going to change it all for you. Because I know my dad told me how my mom would literally knock on people's doors every day for their clinic, and they would slam doors in their face saying, what do you want, like, promoting their clinic. Literally, it starts like that, and that's how I start. I DM hundreds of people, and out of those 100 people, I only get 1 to 2 replies, but those 1 to 2 replies will add up. And as my mom keeps knocking, they're going to get at least 2 people who say yes. And those people are going to be the first few people that you foster and help. And you retain them rather than growing. You retain those people and you can nurture them and you foster them and you treat them like they're $1 million. And then my parents talk about how those people, those patients bring in more people because they talk about the clinics. And have you heard about that guy's clinic, Dr. Melinda? They share it, and then those people are going to share it, and it's a ripple effect. And one person is going to make 2 people, 2 people is going to make 5, 5 is going to make 10, 10 is going to make 100. And that's your goal here, is not to grow, but your community, your fam is going to grow the family for you. It's going to grow itself. Like, you make it to the point where you don't grow your family, but the family grows itself. It's 50% your community and 50% you. Don't think about it like it's 100% me, it's all me. No, your 50% is you're going to be creating content, giving value, helping people, and just being there and being the leader and sharing your beliefs. And then the other 50% are going to be the people that echo your content, and they're going to be sharing who who you are and just sharing your message and sharing it across the world and just, you know, using your value to help more people. And yeah, that's really a really important way to look at it. Please don't think about, like, how am I going to get, like, 1,000 reads next month? How am I going to blow up next month? Like, please don't think about it like that, because you're just going to be miserable. Like, if you're just coming to blogging for the numbers and to grow immediately, just quit right now. Because I came into this content creation for one thing, and that's to help people. If you're going to come here with your first motivation is to help people as a blogger, to give value, you're going to stay in this game for a long time. And I've been doing this content creation for about a year now, and I haven't stopped. Most people quit in 3 months. Most people quit in 3 months, and I've been in this for a year because my mindset is top dog. It's all about the mindset, and you gotta just keep pushing and keep creating and keep blogging, and eventually people are gonna see that you're not those fakers and you're not those people who are just here for the money and for the fame. Because it blows my mind. I've been on Google Trends and I was looking up blogging video ideas, and the blogging videos ideas that I'm getting day in and day out is how to make money as a blogger. And most of the bloggers just want to make money, and they just want fame, they want power. And that's just a very, very detrimental mindset that's just gonna kill you. Like, you're gonna stay in this game for 3 months and then you go and dip. Like, go get the job you want if you're gonna think like that. Like, you, this is the life you chose. You are gonna have to give this at least, not 36 weeks, but 36 months. You heard me. 36 months. And yeah, that's really what it is. I remember I was watching a video about this, about how, yes, you can grow really fast, but then you dip tremendously. And I was like, I never thought about it like that, because remember, there's been trends out there that people talk about, and there's things that people talk about, there's stuff that people talk about, and then they dip. You want to be that person that maybe you're not being talked about by everyone, but you're consistently being talked about, and you are going to live on until the ages. That's how brands stay. It's not about blowing up. It's about having a brand and about having a fam that is very, very engaged and very, they stay with you until the beginning, to the end, and they talk about your stuff forever, and they will never give up on you. And yeah, I did talk about the 7 things to creating a successful brand. The first one is the creation story. The creation story is how you started. It's how you began. Like, what is your story? How is it gonna connect to people and relate to them in an emotional level? Because that's your goal, to connect with people. And this is The Primal Code by Patrick Hanlon. I'm gonna go over it. And then the second one is the creed. The creed is basically your beliefs. And the easiest way to do this is just create a slogan, a content slogan, aka a mission statement. And our mission statement is find your place in the writing space. You can create your own. And then the next one is the icons. The icons is the, how do people perceive you really? It's not just graphics. It's how, is it how you sound or how you look like? Are you iconic? And my icon is the face. You probably saw the face on some of my YouTube videos, to where I puff up my cheeks and I kind of look like Kirby. Yes, that's the face. And that's kind of like my icon, and that's how people are going to really, you know, identify me. Next is the haters. The haters are the people that don't like your content, the people that hate you. We want to be loved by everybody, but that's just not realistic. You want to, having haters means you're doing something right, because you're doing something big enough to be noticed, and you're doing something that's actually getting attention, and you're sharing your beliefs, and you're sharing what you stand for, which people will stand behind that, or they will stand against that, and people need to know immediately if your content's for them or not. And then the next one is the, two more, I don't think I remember. The next one is the, the sacred words. There we go. Blank there. Sacred words is basically words that show who isn't and is a part of the group. And a easy way to do this is to make a community name. And currently we don't have a community name. We're working on that. We're working on creating a community name. And hopefully we will have one because we need it. And when we have a community name, it's going to make us feel like we're really a family. And then, for example, community names, for example, is like some I know is like Brandy Bunch or the M-Fam or Spirit of Light, stuff like that. And then the last one is, there's actually two more. So the next one, well, second to last, is the rituals. The rituals are the things that repeated behaviors that you do every time and people expect it. So every Tuesday, do you do a blog interview with your community? An interview for your blog. Or every Friday, you do a community meetup. That's a little bit of a stretch, but it's a ritual. It's something that you always do. Or in your blog post, there's something in your blog post that you always include. Is it like a little meme or a little picture or something? This is way easier to identify in YouTube videos because, for example, there's this one YouTuber known as Jade Dharma Wangsa, and all of her videos include the comment winner, which means she highlights a comment in her video and then they're the comment winner. That's a ritual. And the last one is the leader. The leader is you. You're the person who set against all odds and set against all your struggles to create the world in your point of view. And if that's what it is about, it's not just about blogging, it's about how can you change the world and share your vision of how you want the world to look like. And when people see that you want to change the world in this big of a way, they're going to stand behind that and they will literally jump in front of a car for you to show how much they believe in you. It's that huge. I know, it's crazy. But before we leave, I want to say something really bad that happened to us. We got banned on Twitch, and I don't know why or how it happened. I was in a stream talking in the chat, and all of a sudden, it logged me out. And I tried to log in, and it says, "You've been suspended." Not knowing, I've actually been suspended indefinitely. And I was in a chat talking, and I wrote a message and a chat command said you can't say that, and it included the word beach, and maybe it was mistaken for the B word, I don't know, and maybe one of the moderators got went crazy on me, reported me, or maybe it was a troll or it was an accident. We don't know what happened, but we sent a ticket to Twitch hoping that it's gonna get resolved, but there's no really little chance of that happening. I don't know what's going to happen. I really want to get back to Twitch and watch my people because there's some streamers I really love watching, and Twitch is my freaking home, and it sucks. But yeah, that's what happened. That's what's going on. And yes, that's it. That's the end. I hope this really helped you to think about, like, are you stuck in a rut? It cut me out because of the storage of my phone. Sorry. If you're stuck in a rut, maybe it's a good thing that you're not growing as fast as you would like, and it's more beneficial than it is bad. But thank you so much for stopping by. I hope you're not too mad at me that I had taken a long break on the podcast, but we did upload a few videos on YouTube. I've been testing out, seeing how 2 videos a day are gonna work. I'm not gonna do that forever because that's just gonna kill me, but I'm just testing it out so that we can get more content out there and we can get more stuff out there so we can reach more people and help more people and impact. So thank you so much for stopping by. The support is just, I'm blown away. Like, the amount of support we've been getting is just out of this world. And yeah, just keep doing it, keep supporting us, keep talking about our content, and just keep sharing our content. And That's really what it is. Sharing your content is way more powerful than a subscribe from YouTube or a like on YouTube or a comment, because that means more people are gonna come, and that means more subscriptions, more comments, more everything. So just share it. Share a podcast. Share a YouTube. Share. Like, it's not that hard. Just click that little up button, that little arrow button, and share this to someone who is stuck in a rut. And don't forget to leave your 5-star on the way out. Leave your review. And if you have the time, maybe if you're not too busy, you can check out our YouTube. And yeah, we upload. We don't have a schedule because I'm just trying to be relatable. Like, I don't want to be like, say, oh, we upload every Tuesday, Thursday. Like, no. Like, I just want to be relatable and upload when the freak I want so that I can be relatable. Like, there's no schedule. And we just upload. But we're consistent. Trust me, we're very consistent. And there will be times where I fall off. But, you know, I make sure I get content out there. And I'm going to keep posting and keep getting stuff out there for you guys because I really do care. So, thank you for stopping by. I really love you guys. And don't forget to crush it for me and go out there and make me proud. And keep blogging and never give up. So, I love you guys and I'll see you in the next one. Love you guys.
Goodbye. The face.